AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Two young people on vacation with their families in the beach town of Oak Island, North Carolina, were both in waist-deep water when they lost limbs in separate life-saving, life-threatening shark attacks yesterday. Brunswick County Emergency Services Director Brian Watts says the 12-year-old girl and 16-year-old boy did survive.
Both out of surgery. They're both in stable condition this morning, but honestly, they have a really long road ahead.
The crew of a Brunswick County Sheriff's helicopter sent up after the teenager was attacked late yesterday afternoon spotted a shark about midway between the two attack sites and another one south of the island. They can't say if those sharks were involved in the attacks. The beaches have reopened for the day today. Oak Island Fire Chief Chris Anselmo.
There's no way that we're going to stop people from going into the water. If they want to go in the water, they're going to.
Later this afternoon, Jeb Bush is expected to make it official. He's running for the GOP presidential nomination. In an online video released yesterday, the former Florida governor talked about the need to help people raise their standards of living.
The barriers right now on people rising up is the great challenge of our time. So many people could do so much better if we fixed a few things. My core beliefs start with the premise that the most vulnerable in our society should be in the front of the line, not the back.
When he announces, Bush will become the 11th candidate in the GOP race for the 2016 presidential nomination. Former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton is in New Hampshire talking about children's issues.
I do believe with all my heart that everything we need to do in our country really starts with how we treat our children and how we try to raise them.
Clinton is taking her campaign to the state after a weekend of campaigning and fundraising in Iowa. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 103. This is AP Radio News. The Supreme Court let stand a lower court ruling overturning a North Carolina abortion law involving ultrasound. Jerry Bodlander has more.
The high court has left in place a federal appeals court decision that struck down a North Carolina law. It had required abortion providers to display and describe an ultrasound to the pregnant woman before she had an abortion. The federal appeals court found the 2011 law requiring the so-called narrated ultrasound was ideological in intent and violated doctors' free speech rights. Reproductive rights groups praised the high court, saying it is keeping politics out of the exam room. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Former New Orleans Saints player Darren Sharper has pleaded guilty to rape in a Louisiana drug and sexual assault case. That completes a series of pleas in four states that will see Sharper serve at least 9 years in prison. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.